Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shi'urim, Torah's Rav Zatzal, Nachum Masechet Brachot, Daf Yud Zayin, Margal Bufume de Rava. Rava used to say, Tachas Chachma, Tshuva Maisim Tovim. Tachas of Chachma, the purpose of Chachma is Tshuva Maisim Tovim. Shaladam Koyle Vishana Boyd, Bobby Vivo, Rava, Mishagodo, Menu Chachma, Minion. Shinam Aleishis Chachma, Yashem, Sechot Horol, Zim, Tilasso, and Medislat. Person shouldn't read Mikra, read Mishnah, and then kick back at his parents, or his Rebbe, or someone greater than him in years and wisdom. So that's why the Tachas of Chochma is Tshuva Maisim Tovim, is to bring you to good deeds. Not that one should kick, rebel against authority. Reishis Chachma, Yiras Hashem. The beginning of Chachma is Yiras Hashem. It's a Sechel Tov B'chol Oseim. You have to do the Chachma. It doesn't say that. Ad kan mitivrei kotcho shel Hagmara. Omer Rav. Teva Chochma hu lahavim et ha'adam l'mali yoter gedola me'omana levada v'lo Chochma. The nature of wisdom is to bring a person higher than he was with just emuna without chachma. Mishpat kol kisharon sheish is a kisharon tevi kodem lo shu lamata mimenu. As kol zman shelo hegi zman kisharon yoter na'avar l'shamesh mitchazek bo kisharon ha'shofer. If you have a certain talent, a certain capacity, a certain ability on a low, which is a lower level ability, so when the higher level ability hasn't come yet to a point of service, of being utilized, so what happens is the lower level ability is strengthened. But when the higher kishrin comes into action, then the lower kishrin, the lower talent, is weakened. You have to be careful that the higher kishrin, besides the benefit, the fact that it's a higher, it's a more elevated type of talent, type of ability, it should also fulfill the place of the lower kishrin. Tzimul mashal. Kodman sheyelat katan yanaleu tevo keteva balei chayim. When a child is young, we find, for example, he's like an animal. Shelo lechol yoter midai, doesn't eat too much. He lives on instinct. So the animal's instinct is to eat what he needs to eat. We eat more than we need to eat. Agivan shenetoru ba'kochot ha'sichlim mistaleket shmirat ha'teva v'tzarich shmirat sichlit. But now, he's no longer living with instinct. Now he has to live with his seichel. You ever see a 3-year-old is an alcoholic? No. Teva Adam is not to be an alcoholic. But once he comes in the world of Seichel, so now he's not going to be able to, instinct isn't going to protect him anymore, the natural healthy instinct. Now he's going to need his intellect to protect him. And the intellect is the higher level. So the Seichel has to fulfill what's missing in Teva. Shim lo yimalei tudat tafkid ha'teva, if it doesn't fulfill the purpose of nature, the task of nature, then it's going to get lower from an animal who live based on nature. And this is also found in Emunah, from the mercy of Hashem on his creations, to lead them in the path of life that's good for them forever, to fix their matzav, their ethical level, and to go in the light of life. Okay, kol zman shadam hu katan, shezein lo shlemut acheret shetenaleu ki me'emuna, az emuna chazaka v'nafsho. It's an amazing thing. A person has to be careful that the seichel should fulfill what nature does, otherwise he's going to be worse than an animal. Because an animal at least has the shmir of teva. If a person doesn't employ his seichel, to protect him, and he's going to end up being lower than the animal. And we also find this in Emunah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has mercy on us to bring us in the right path. So when we're young, We can go based on our instinctive emuna. And little children have a strong emuna. They have a strong emuna in their parents. When you're little, you trust your parents. When you're little, you trust your teacher. When you're little, you trust adults. People don't become so cynical yet, so jaded. It's only later in life when we find out our parents are just human and our teachers are human. And then sometimes we become cynical, negative. When you're young, it's not like that. We have natural emunah, same thing with Hashem. When you're young, you have this pashut emunah in Hashem. Later on, often people start becoming cynical. And, oh, I heard that already. They make light of spiritual values. When you're young, there's no snagdus, there's no opposition. When you get older, and your sechel is complete, I have a greater protection, your sechel, to be able to appreciate the PMS. And if you don't use your sechel, then you're going to now missing out when you're older on the natural emunah. You don't have the same natural emunah as a child. And your sechel isn't helping you, so now you're nowhere. Chas v'shalom. So you have to make sure that the sechel guides you to emunah. And that your seichel guides you to listen to your parents and to have trust in your parents, your teachers. Maybe you can see them in a more sophisticated way, in a more adult way. And understand that they're not perfect, like maybe you thought they were when you were children. I remember when I was a kid, I thought my father was the Kabbalah Dor in learning. Now it could be my father is the Kabbalah Dor in learning. But if he is, the world hasn't yet come to that appreciation. That's what I thought when I was a little boy. My father was about a bus and he worked. But I just thought he was my father. Of course he knew everything. And so that's a child. That's the beautiful purity of a child. When we get older, we also have to use our seichel, but not to lose faith in those greater than us, those bigger than us. שאמונה משרתם בטבע גם בלא חוכמה. שאמרה מתי עם כוח חוכמה מצורף לאמונה. So the tachlis of chacham is tshuva ma'isim tovim. Since the tachlis is tshuva, in other words, to go on a higher level than you went in the derech of emunah without chachma, which is the emunah of youth, if so, the primary obligation is to preserve all the good things that emunah preserve them without chachma, and now with chachma. Because beforehand, you just had your pure emuna. That's Kabbalah. Now you want to take it one step up. Up your game, as they call it in the world today. And if you have to take the koch ha-chachma and be mitzarif into your emuna. And not just have emuna alone, but use your chachma together with the emuna. You still have that emuna tivis. But that emuna tivis isn't as strong as it used to be. So take the emuna tivis, the natural emuna you have, together with the Koach HaChachma. And then you'll bring you to Tshuva Maisim Tovim. And that's what it means in the Gemara. Shaladem Korah V'Shaina. V'Adem Asher Oat Atzmo Me'Avin La'Atzmo. So a person shouldn't learn Mikra, Mishnah. He says, oh, I understand on my own. Yivot B'Avivu B'Imo V'Rabo. And then he's going to kick back at his mother, his father, his Rebbe. Yivayim Tzat Tevach Na B'Kavod L'Avivu B'Imo L'Rabo B'Chuchma. K'der Shem Atzem M'Muna P'Shuta. But now you don't have the same appreciation of that. You went to Yeshiva. You learn. You're a Lamdin. So now, your mother's not such a big lamdan, probably. Maybe she is. Maybe you don't think she is, but she really is. Maybe you think she's not, maybe you think she is, but she's really not. Doesn't matter. Point is that a person is liable to be in a situation where he doesn't have the same faith in his mother, who might not be a lamdan, like he's a lamdan. His father, who might not be a lamdan, like the son is. You know, a lot of our fathers didn't learn as much as we learned in yeshiva. In my father's generation, there was no such thing as just sitting in yeshiva and learning for long periods. Everybody had to go to work. You had to eat. Tonight I ate, Baruch Hashem. That's only because the hard work of my grandfather and my father were able to set me up and give me a good education. And help me in life that I could get to the point where I could also eat. Take care of myself. But I also was open to many years of education. Good education. So, not to look down on one's parents. Continue with the natural emuna. Not to kick back at his parents. Just like when he had emuna pshut in them, he should continue with that. And if he loses the original moon, he's going to lack every the ultimate purpose. Because if the tachlis was only idea, then you wouldn't need nature. Because an idea seichel is alone. But the idea needs tzeruf of ma'asim tovim. And ma'asim tovim go with the guf, with the midos, tivios, with nature. And therefore you need mitzad seichel to guard the chinuch, the good chinuch of good teva. Use your seichel to help that natural teva of yours that was instilled within you and you had as a child. So you don't just say, okay, now I'm a new stage in life. I forget my natural inclinations to have faith, trust. No. You take that and you go with it further. You use your chacha now to preserve that and go higher. And it should become a more sophisticated way of looking at the world. But at the same time, not losing that natural feeling and instinct of emunah and trust. In other words, doesn't just say to learn it. In other words, the Shem Kiyum before. You fulfill it practically, and then you appreciate all of the natural hadracha that brought you to this good, and is now strengthened by the Seichel. Not the people who just want seichel, and they lose the daka yosher of the chinuch hatov ativi. There's some people, all they want is seichel, and they don't care about their natural chinuch. It's all based on what I understand. And they're an evil group. They're destructive. They destroy the pillars of Musar. They revoke Yira. And it's better that they hadn't been created. Wow. Harbe verte, sharp words. And these aren't people that the Shalol Lishma is going to bring to Lishma. No. They're completely Shalol Lishma. It's not taking them anywhere. Normally we say, Toshel Lishma, Ba Lishma, by learning. You don't understand. My love Torah Lishma. So be Isaac Shalol Lishma as well as you understand. But here we're talking about destroying people. They just rely on their seichel, and they don't want to follow their Derech Yosher, the natural way that's been instilled within them. Met haSeichel Atzmo Atov Be'emet Yoreh SheHamatzav HaTivi Hu Amud Gadol El HaShlemut. The seichel tells you that nature is good. You have to be mitzarif to the seichel haYosher, which tells you to be machni yourself to your parents. Mehem, to lower yourself, to submit yourself to your parents, to your teachers. Mehem yalel kod gudai chachmim b'dor v'dorot ikodmim mehem l'amadei ha-Torah v'chazal t'orim. V'ayelech l'betach v'derech v'azilech v'detach v'detach v'chaim v'derech chaim v'atov. And from that you're going to go to the cover of the Gedolei Chachamim of the generation, the earlier generations. If you follow your parents, and to them be amudei ha-Torah, chazal, and then you'll have a good life. This was an incredible shtickle. But the Rav tells us that we have to make sure that we don't lose our natural emunah. In order to come to Chachmah Ma'asim Tovim, Tshuvah Ma'asim Tovim, we have to use the Chachmah together with the natural emunah that we have, our instinctive emunah. And Memela, that means we're not going to kick back at our parents, still have respect for the earlier generations, and ultimately for Chazal. Amazing. Okay, it's Hashem, we will continue this amazing series. Shalom, shalom.